Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
Hello, guys.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
We're back.
We back in the building.
Woo, woo.
That was an excellent save, ma'am. She just saved my entire life.
Hey,
you almost dropped it.
My phone was sliding on my wine glass. We almost had wine and phones clanging and all that.
And she computers saved it. Right there. You was going to be a dead wine.
Yeah, that would have been very upset.
That's my real quick.
Very upset.
But, well, welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative. Unfortunately, the orange man is still our president, but we're here.
We're here.
Alive.
And we have our guests back again with us for part two this week.
Yes, and Yay. We have a new guest.
Yes.
Shay's in the building. So we are, like you said, going to do part two this week about courtship and dating in general in our community and just
in this era.
Because it's crazy.
It's a mess.
It's a lot been going on.
Mm-hmm. But first, we're going to get into what? Do we have some light to shed this week?
We do, actually. It's been a great Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. like empowerment around the whole world.
Yes.
Do you understand how wonderful our people are? How
Facts.
Just amazing we are, how we come together.
And no matter what anybody else has to say, we have been doing the damn thing.
I'm very proud of us. And just not even that, just seeing more people that is not in our race stand up finally
and say something.
Right.
Say something.
Enough is enough. Like, this is going on too far. Even though, of course, we haven't even got close, but we're making strides.
Yeah,
and that's
progress,
we really did. And I just like that. It's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I think I was really emotional when I had watched George Floyd funeral and all those people outside that had marched to the church. Like, it was so beautiful. It was just like, oh my
God. I haven't watched any of it. I just can't.
Yeah, so it was wonderful. So I just think that's the shedding light. Anybody else got some light to shed?
Anything positive.
Anything positive
energy.
Anything, you guys?
I woke up this morning.
Amen, Jesus.
Bills are paid, you know? You are too heavy.
Yeah, dog.
Right.
Who really got some pizza? I was going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go. Jesus.
Hey, you were talking about that off the air, bro.
She said God is good all the time.
All the time. God is good. You just have to praise him.
Apparently somebody else is good, too.
For those little... No. Actually.
No.
My toy.
That's always good, though.
Yeah, but I need to go get another one because I'm tired
bad
of it. Yup, triple A me, please.
All day.
Man.
Triple A me, please. Thank you. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, we can get right. It's a lot of bullshit, shade, and shenanigans, y'all, going on in the world.
It's nothing.
Especially
but
with the orange shade. Man, y'all know all the shade he been.
If he say
do.
Something else, I swear. Can we talk about the biggest level of shade right now, though? Painting, Black Lives Matter, leading up to the White
yes.
House on the road,
and not only that, the name change on the street,
on the streets,
Black Lives Matter
Plaza. The whole
can we
thing.
Talk about shade?
Not just Black Plaza, not
and
just
not
Black
only
Plaza.
That a black mayor made that decision.
Yes,
can a we, black woman made.
So you know
woman,
that's
woman,
the ultimate
woman
level
woman
of shade.
She's so petty.
She petty. As
she was
she
gotta
so
be a
petty.
And was smiling with it, and you know, oh, he was steaming. When I say the steam,
fuck his bunking head
that,
ass.
He was so mad.
He tweeted,
and he tried to call her out, and nobody cared.
Bunk
ass.
What
did
he
say?
He said some ignorant shit.
I'm about to pull it out right.
That's why you always. Coming, your city's always coming for money. Y'all always.
Let me tell you what he said.
Need money for the city.
It doesn't matter.
Like
he said the incompetent mayor of Washington D.C., Mayor Bowser, whose budget is totally out of control and is constantly coming back to us for handouts, is now fighting with the National Guard, who saved her from great embarrassment over the last numbers of nights. If she doesn't treat these men and women well, then we'll bring in a different group of men and women. You know, he's always threatening people. Ooh, like everybody's scared.
Anybody scared of you?
It's a joke.
He's such a joke.
He needs to keep his ass off. Right. Like, I'm not giving you the time of day.
She didn't even acknowledge him.
Good night. Go to sleep.
I was petty though, all part though. I was real petty though.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I aspire to be. I reposted it on my Instagram and I was like, I love to see it. So eloquently.
Just like, oh.
She did that show
and that was in yellow.
Niggas woke up yellow.
Right. You going to see this shit. Right.
Yo, she did that. She might be
big black plasma.
I don't know her name, but she, I got to
be a mirror over
the house. I love to see it.
Like, you said what? Oh, let me show you what we talking about though.
Because
these black lives matter.
Mind you, since you over there being stupid and having to put up more fence and shit.
And not even acknowledging it. You're not even talking about it.
They are. He better keep watch, for real, for real.
Burr.
Y'all, he just going to have a stroke. That's what's going to
happen. He going to stress himself out.
Yeah, he's going to have a stroke. He's going to have 80 strokes in a row.
That nigga is stressing. He knows he lost.
That's crazy.
That's why he's doing all this shit.
Y'all think Biden won? So that means you think Biden won?
Yeah, I do.
So you think we're going to be better than Biden?
I hope he wins.
No.
I mean, so what are we doing? It's back to school.
We're going to be better.
That's
off.
Why y'all need to make sure that y'all go vote.
Please go vote. And we cannot stress that.
And do your research.
Yes. Please.
On the people that you're voting for. Don't just be voting for people because they black. Don't do that.
They ain't got nobody black in there no more.
Yeah, they do.
Who?
No, I'm talking about local.
Like local
elections.
Judges.
That's way more important than your president.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. Please, y'all. Please.
We gotta get these Republicans out of Georgia.
That ain't never gonna happen.
We got to.
Southern state, but Georgia, we gotta get
this. I don't give a damn. I know all this state. I live here. The Republicans got to get the fuck out of here.
That ain't gonna happen. If it does, it'll be a glorious day.
It would.
All right, I got a song to play for you guys. Uh-oh. For all the for you know just everything that's been going
it's
on.
It's a positive. You gonna play Tupac?
I always play like little songs.
I'm always down for some Tupac. Oh, you better not be what I think it's about to be. One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be
ours. Oh, one day. One day.
Here she go. Here she go. Here she go.
Relax on my friends.
We will be.
Who sang that song? Who sang that song?
He about to say that never sing.
Glory. Listen, y'all.
Damn right.
Glory be to God. Amen. Common and John Legend.
Let them do that.
Shut up. All right, y'all. I just had to share that. Like, all right, we'll jump right into the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since it's part two, we're going to talk about courtship, dating. We're going to get a little spicy and just dig deep with all of us and what we've been through. Yeah. So, dating. When it comes to dating, how do you guys feel about, since you're dating and you're just getting to know somebody, how do you feel about, what's the appropriate time you feel as though, like, you have a connection because you wouldn't be dating the person, but when do you feel like, damn, I feel like this could be something? Like,
how do you know? When do you know?
When do you know?
Okay, give me 3 seconds. I'm so sorry, y'all. They stress me out. They reschedule 4 times this week. I'm smoking marijuana because we're not ghetto. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't because saying weed is ghetto.
Well, you know, the white people sell marijuana. So, right. You know, but black. You know, we smoke weed. Same shit. We get crucified for it.
Oh, so
marijuana.
Marijuana. Can you say that?
That Mary Jane. No, I'm gonna say Mary Jane because that's still black. That's still black. That's right. Still Rick James. Facts.
Yeah.
So like wait, me, so
nigga. It's way too black.
I'm not a nigga. I'm South African.
No.
She whispered it. So. You scared?
No. See what you think?
I don't know. I think you have to kind of base it on how things are going, and I think it's hard to do that in some dating instances because I don't know about y'all, but I tend to get caught up in like the, oh, this is so nice. And then,
No.
Not even gullible, but like the good feels about all of it. You
like
know what I'm saying?
Beginning.
Like the puppy stages.
Yeah, like you kind of get caught up
the
in
what
all.
The what stages?
Like puppy stage, the puppy
stage. Oh, puppy,
saying.
Yeah.
So it's like the honeymoon puppy phase, right? Everything's sweet, everything's good, everything they do is nice. And then.
So you think it's like Jay said last week, like it's gonna change?
I feel like it doesn't necessarily change, but I think everybody kind of gets comfortable. So I think in the beginning, we kind of get caught up in that and we don't really look for red flags, but we're not looking for them either. We're just kind of going with the flow. So I think that people should be a little bit more mindful and date with purpose. I think that we tend to just be like, oh, I'm talking to so-and-so and it's all cool and y'all hanging out and doing whatever, but you're not really like intentional about what you're doing. So you don't see the things that you probably could see or would have saw if you were actually paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Right. So and red flags are very important.
In the very beginning.
Big fact.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to pay attention the entire way through and like check in.
Right.
Checkpoints. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we've been talking for a couple months. Is there anything that stands out? Are there any red flags? Is there anything that bothered me? Like,
is it progressing?
You need to make mental notes of these things when you're dating. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a mistake that I've made in the past. Like, I just be going with the flow. I'm like, oh my God, he's so nice, girl. He did this, he bought me this, he did that. And then I'd be like, oh, I hate this nigga.
Yeah.
That's that Libra. That's that fucking Libra, right?
Scale. Yeah,
but it happens.
So look, what makes women like get to that point, right? Because you're not the only woman that I've heard say that. You're not the only woman I've heard say that. You know what I'm saying? Where you just like, I'm over this nigga. And it's like, granted, if it's somebody like you said last week, you was like that one dude, he got you there. You know what I'm saying? Where you like, I cuddle with you because you get me there. It's like, what do you think dudes could maybe do better to like, I guess, you know, keep the interest or something like that? Or is it just maybe
mine's
like inevitable?
I would say it varies from person to person.
Yeah, mine's just consistency all the way around. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up consistency. If you give me consistency, baby, I'm gonna open up air anytime you want it. What you said? Oh, you ain't saying nothing, but here you go.
I feel that.
And like with me, it's complacency. I don't like it to get stale. Like when everything gets comfortable, then I'm like, okay, I need to.
I know what you're about to eat.
Keep it exciting.
And you know that's so funny because this week with one of my homegirls, and she's married, and she was saying that, and she's been married for 13 years, and she's like, I'm at a stage where I am just like bored, and I love him to death, but it's like I question myself sometimes. Because am I in love with you? I love
anymore.
You, but am I in love with you anymore? Because literally, like,
I think
be excited, make something.
You need to reignite it.
But I feel like the women are always initiating. And I feel like that's one thing that men need to realize is, like, plan some shit. Mm-hmm. Even when it gets to a point where it's 5 years, 7 years,
surprise
6 years.
Still
years,
keep
so
it. Still keep
spice it up
keep,
a little I'm bit. You know what I'm saying?
And surprise me. Like, book. Even if we don't go anywhere. Like, if you just want to plan, like, a staycation. Stay on a different side of town and go try new restaurants and see new shit. Surprise me.
Right. You might want to fuck on somebody else's porch.
Okay.
On the porch?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't talk to you after this because you're great. You're kind of litty, girl. I ain't gonna lie.
But I'm just saying, like, you, like, spice it up.
Right.
And my thing is, too, like, this is my thing. When a nigga, this is me all day. Everybody else is like, oh, you a player, this and the third. No, I'm not a player because I keep shit real. And if I'm single, I'm single. But when I'm all in, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. And with me, like, when I'm all in, when I say you got me, like, you got me 155 goddamn 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? And, like, with me, when you do have me, I put my all and everything into it. And then after you fuck up, I be so mad because I'm like, damn, I did this for a fuck nigga. Case in point.
How many fuck-ups? It was just one?
Yeah, I was about to say now. Or does it matter
the
type of fuck-up?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feel like
I'm talking about, like, when I say fuck-up, I mean, like, it's done, dead it, never again, close the door, we're done.
So give me an example of something a guy would do to get to that point.
So, for instance, I felt like I was talking to this guy, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
He has two baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
This was my first time. Actually, yeah, I'm going to say my first time really trying because the other one, it was a bust.
Trying to you deal fucked with up already, too, baby. So, why been drama?
Well, no, the thing is, like, it was cool. Like, it was fine. Then, Then, goddamn it, of course, oh, here, he posted me on his social media.
And then here
on
we go. Story.
God damn it. But this is my thing. If you would have been real from the jump, then I would have expected that shit.
Right. But he lied.
But he lied.
You were blindsided.
What did he say? Yeah, what did he lie
about? He said it was cool?
Oh, shit, that cool. Oh, they cool as shit. That I told me even one. Oh, she seen your picture. She said, oh, you should have been brought her around before. We could have did a threesome. No, nigga, we couldn't. But you know what I'm saying? He like, oh, and you know, she said, you know, if it ever come case in point, you know, that we start meeting each other kids, that you know, she want to meet you because my son and me. Oh, okay, cool. I get that. Whatever, you know. He made it seem like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, cool beans, nothing, like everything good. It was not fucking like that. And when I say he walked on eggshells, so this is what made me like be like, oh, you got me fucked up. And this was right after his fucking birthday. You want to see the video that I fucking
did?
Not a video of like me and him fucking.
Oh, I was about to say.
We don't want to see that.
You made a video. You went in your production bag.
I did a video of just what did a you little, do? Like, surprise. So I'm not gonna show you. But anyway, so it was his birthday. I did a whole bunch of shit or whatever, right? So that was fine. A month passed. We still chilling. I'm talking about like we kicking it hard. Like it had been almost like, I don't know, it had been like almost 2 years. This nigga, we laying in the bed.
You said 2 years.
It had been like almost 2 years.
You were talking to this dude for real. Okay, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying when I say I'm all in, mm-hmm. cut everybody off, all that, because that's just me. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm, we started exclusively dating.
Me mm-hmm. too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We started exclusively dating, meaning we had this conversation. It's just us, period.
Right.
Okay. I cut everybody off. Cool. We laying, so it's about 2 years. We laying in the bed. It's about 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then right before this, I had started feeling like he was walking on eggshells with his baby mama. And then me, I'm the type of person that observes shit and put it all the way in the back of my head and just remember.
Like,
I'm like, okay, you know, I'm observing. I'm like, okay, that happened. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing shit. I'm listening to shit. Certain shit not adding up.
I got
up.
Notes.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this not adding up. Like, what's going on?
Pull this back up real quick. Mm-hmm. I remember you said.
So, from where we talk at 4:13
a.m.
These recipes.
That's you. so this nigga, he lay in the bed about 4 o'clock in the morning. His baby mom calls. She like, yeah, your son said you need to come get him. And he like, what you mean? You can't say. So he's like, what's going on with him? Whatever, whatever. He got asthma. He was like, oh, he, you know, got an asthma attack real bad. Blah blah. She was like, oh shit. He's like, all right, I'm on the way over there. So then I say, he think I'm asleep, but I'm up.
Mm.
So I turn and I say. I said, everything okay? He said, this 2 years in. He said, I said, get the fuck out of my house.
Don't be
shushing
me.
Are you fucking kidding me? Nigga, are you serious? Do she not know you fucking over here? Are you fucking stupid?
Oh, wait, he shush you.
Yes.
I was so confused in the house.
Don't shush me.
This nigga in your house gonna shush
you. You gonna
shush
me in my house?
In my bed.
Because you on the phone, because you answered the phone.
Y'all know what his excuse was?
What?
He was like, man, are you serious right now? I said, yeah, get your chain and get the fuck out.
Go to the house.
Bye. He's like, I couldn't hear her. That's why I said, nigga, are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, yo, nah, clap for that one. He pulled that one out his ass.
He put that out of somebody else's ass. That ass.
I couldn't hear him.
Yeah,
nigga, I can picture him. I don't even know him at all, but I can picture him. That's sad.
He was like, are you serious, baby? I couldn't hear her. He was like, that's the only reason I couldn't hear her. I said, but... He didn't realize she on the other end, like, oh, so you at your bitch house? You said,
this shit. Mm.
You think I don't hear her going the fuck off?
You really can't hear her now.
She was
like,
she don't know. Because remember, you said. Because
she cool, remember?
Baby, look, end all be all, where he slept that night?
He got the fuck up out of my house.
Ooh, you gangsta.
What time was it?
4 in the morning.
Bye bye. Fucked up, bro. I hope he drove.
He did drive. He had a car. Nigga, you gotta have.
If your child is not in immediate danger, but at least on the way to the emergency, what you calling me for at 4:30?
I feel like I'm together, but at least
if it was really urgent, she would have called multiple times, right?
She was back to back because guess
it
what?
It sounded fake. It's just you too ready to go right there. Oh, that happened. I'm on the way. Like, bitch, you're not Batman. Relax.
Let me suck your dick in rose petals.
You did that?
Yes. I did all type of shit. And I tell you. Look.
Oh, you're fucking lit, though. Hold up. You got y'all playing, girl. I was out there.
This is a game.
Like, seen ducks on the episode.
No, I did. That was my thought process.
Like, okay, wait. Thank you. I'm not the only one.
Because rose petals don't taste good.
That shit does not taste good at all.
I just cut it off. My bad. What I did. Huh? This put that back in. Girl, you got me standing up doing this podcast. Girl, let me see that picture one more time.
If y'all could only.
No, girl. No, because this is how I be having them too. That thing like Africa on the bed, okay?
Not Africa.
Now she fucking waste a bottle of wine on the bed. Lord.
I'm trying to pull a fucking video. See, no, because I was fucking calling her like pissed as fuck. I'm just my own oil out, okay, y'all?
Nah, I feel like though, straight up, I be mad too, because it's like, nigga, you whack as fuck for that.
So how do y'all feel about dating people with kids?
I don't know.
I used to, like,
since we're on the subject.
Yeah, that's a fact. When I was like 15, I used to be like, I ain't never dating a girl. But it's like now I'm fucking.
Everybody got kids.
Older. Yeah, it's like now I'm older. Like,
you get a kid, you get a kid.
Right. It's like I got a stepchild per. You heard me? Look, per situation. No, I'm just playing.
But
nigga, I don't mind it honestly now. Just as long as like I'm big on if you a good mama. Like I'm gonna pay close attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, how you handle like your, you know what I mean, your kid and shit like that. I'm paying attention to how you discipline them, how you talk to them, how you interact, you know what I'm saying? All these different things. But I'm not opposed to it. And then just as long as, like, you know, the dude is not on no, you know what I'm saying, weird shit. Because I'm not even a weird dude. I'm not insecure. I have no, you know what I mean, beef or no hate towards nobody else or what they have. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't need one of these, like, oh, you fucking my baby mama type ass niggas. It's like, gee, y'all not together. Y'all ain't been together 6 years. Like,
right. Relax.
You know, yeah, like, I'm not. This and it's not like, I'm at such an elevated level and really just trying to get there and stay there, y'all, and really progress and shit like that. It's like, well, I'm not about to fight you over no cat that don't even want you.
Word.
Word, right, bro? Like, they don't even want you. Like, oh, my cat want me.
Hmm. I mean, I won't personally do it because most women I came across that have kids already typically don't want kids anymore.
Wow.
And I want my own. So that's when I wouldn't do it.
That's fair.
Now, if the woman wanted more kids,
we can have a conversation.
Okay,
That's fair.
What if she had one and then she was, you know what I mean? She still was, you know.
But reluctant to have another one?
Why you gonna say reluctant? She a black woman. She got kids to whatever age.
Maybe reluctant meaning like she doesn't
she
want
don't anymore.
Want
to.
Oh, okay, no, I thought you.
But it's a choice, not like
a marriage. But I'm saying if she was willing to, right, and she had one kid and the vibe was all good and all this and that. Oh, baby, I need your number.
I'm going to need y'all to stay focused.
Where? You over here.
She showed me the video.
Beyonce
like
just posted, y'all. Beyonce
but I think
just
posted. You down bad for that. But anyway, bro.
How we got there?
Yeah, I was saying, like, have the conversation with it. But if she's not drama-filled and she wants to own kids, then I would, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just my experience of females I've come across with kids. That's why I was like, I wouldn't even go that route. But like you said, if it happens, you know, in a genuine space, I won't be so opposed to it. But for the most part, it really has been going left. Like, I don't want no more kids. I'm like, fuck, you want to be a stepdad in my life?
I feel that.
Some dudes don't want kids.
Man, look, you ain't about to have me, Gabrielle Union of the Men.
Let me take that back.
Then she got her own one kid and then said, oh, fuck all other kids. All of them go to hell. Stupid motherfucker. My bad. Just let it go. But I had to say it. Just skip over that.
You can tell you to let it go.
Right. You really feel some kind of way about that. Damn. You would have thought them was your kids.
Would you date men with kids?
I done it. I wouldn't do it again though.
I think it's harder for women because baby moms is more a little crazy than baby father.
They're just petty.
It's
but they don't
so
have to be.
We don't have to.
They
don't
have
to.
Do I care?
Yeah. Not at all.
You don't got to talk to me.
Uh-uh. We don't even have to have a conversation.
Once
at
I
all.
Had it once is always mine. So I can always have that opportunity to get it again.
That's a fucking
but
lie.
That's the mentality.
But that's
that
a lot of what right. men think, though.
But that's the mentality. That's
in my experience, it's true.
I'm going to say, you're not fucking with the right ones. Because let a nigga try me.
Please.
That's similar to what's happening.
I'm gifted.
Who? And then they keep going
I'm
back.
Gifted. Me. I'm gifted.
He say one thing.
I'm not saying they haven't tried.
Situation. Oh, wait.
In the past. Like, in the beginning stages. Like, when it was fresh. Like, and then it's
if nothing's going on, why are you not picking up? If
I mean,
we're together, you know we're together.
Yeah, you're right.
It's an issue.
It depends where you at. Yeah, I guess it depends.
But. It depends on the woman. And
nah,
usually,
you can't say that either because I back in my days, I was an asshole. So I used to just do things back in my days. Oh, the asshole. So I used to do things just to see if I could
just
accomplish
them.
I want to see if I could accomplish. You talk all that shit to me 6 months ago, and I'm still smashing like a couple months later. So it's like I just have to prove a point. You can say you
they don't have enough willpower.
Not at all, because baby.
And exactly. But they don't see that.
Mine still be.
They probably don't.
They don't see that. Because where we at? I'm like, nigga, you. Oh, you think you got it like that? Well, let me show you.
Let
me show you who you're fucking with. Because you must have
forgotten. Because baby, I play them games too well. I'm that bitch that's tit for tat.
She not lying.
Is that what you thought? Oh, that's because I'm
she tit for tat like a
motherfucker. Especially up north shit.
I'm the same way.
Yo, did you play? I swear to God, I'm not. I'm not.
I never come across like that though. I think that's why I always win.
Don't nobody even be here. I have a little fucking room stuff. I'm like, hey, can I help you? Who you want? I have company. Bye. Close that motherfucking door. Go play with my toy.
That's my company.
But that's
bitch.
The problem, though.
And you mad as fuck. Because you thought.
No.
Because you had too much confidence. That's the problem, I had to bring though. Your ass
the
back
approach,
down.
The approach is wrong. No, but you can't approach somebody like that.
Even if you approach somebody differently, though, I feel like
it's. The approach can't be that only. You have to go about it a certain way. If you come across like, yo, this is what I want. But knowing the temperature of the relationship, you just gotta slide in there. Yeah, you gotta be smooth.
But even if you're smooth,
let it happen. Let's go eat.
I'm a smooth criminal. Michael is my granddad.
I heard you.
I went to the funeral.
Oh shit!
On the TV. No, dead ass. Didn't I get rolled up?
She got rolled up because she called out of work because my grandfather passed away and she had to go to the funeral.
I gotta drink it. I tell you. I'm sorry.
You forgot to tell them about this one.
So listen, that was my first job at the movie theater, real quick. And I love Michael Jackson to death. I was devastated when he died, and I always called him my granddad when he started changing himself, looking old and shit. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, like, that's my granddaddy. He did
look like a white woman.
No,
not a white woman at that.
Don't do my granddad.
I love Michael Jackson. That's my favorite artist of all time.
So I could use my bereavement, my 3 days. So I told her, I said, when he died, I was like, oh, I was crying and distraught. You know, white people.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like, Alicia was all like, my granddad died. She was like, it's okay. I put in your bereavement and you can take your 3 days or whatever. So I took my fucking 3 days. When I come back to work, she's tiptoeing around. She's like,
nigga,
hey.
Say I took 3 days off.
She's like, hey, Alicia, how you doing? I'm like, I'm just still a little distraught, but I'm okay. And she's like, okay, like the third day, she's like, well, we need a copy of the obituary, you know, and put on file to make sure. And I was like, yeah, but I don't have it. And I start crying. I'm like, you, this is too much. And she was like, Alicia, I'm sorry. She's like, we just need it for HR purposes. And I was like, well, I watch it on TV. And she was like,
you're fired.
She was like, I'm TV. No, they didn't even fire me. I should have been fired so many times. She was like, I'm TV, Alicia, what? I was like, Michael Jackson. She's like, oh my God, Alicia, to the office now.
I
went to the office. I got
rolled
up and shit.
I wouldn't even write you up for that. I'm like, this bitch crazy.
I would have been like,
wow, you did that one.
Yeah, pretty much. You got me there.
When I said they should have fucking fired me so many times, when Michael Vick had went through his whole shit, I started putting up, you know, and I was in Binance where all the white people fucking love AMC movie theaters. I started putting up free Vick signs and shit. Then white people were so mad, they was calling the manager. I was like, what? They need to free him because it's not right.
That's a fact, though.
They wrote me up for that shit. Then I would put like cinnamon and shit in a popcorn maker because I wanted to flavor it up. And they would be tasting like,
my nigga, you don't
cinnamon?
I put Parmesan cheese, cinnamon, before any of the flavor shit came out. Yes. I'm talking about this is my first job. So you know how you have to put the kettle and make the popcorn?
What was your mother through all this?
I would pour all this shit.
Did she know?
Yeah, she always be like, I don't know where you came from.
That's a perfect answer.
So I would pour all this shit and I'd be like, sample, sample. You remember how the Chinese people, sample, sample, sample. I do the samples or they'd be like, can I get a large popcorn? I'm like, sure, but it's fucking cinnamon today.
Wow, bro.
I would get him shit.
Can you imagine paying $8.50 for a large cinnamon popcorn? I would get up out that motherfucker seat so fast. Like,
when I said we had a whole
you think
line.
You got a regular popcorn to that first taste. You're like, what the fuck is this? I would have been tight.
When I said we had a whole line because they had to get people refunds and shit, and I had to clean the kettle. I had to clean the kettle on my side, close it down. They had to open up the side.
How did they know it was you?
They wrote me up and shit. I'm not going to lie about it. I was like, we needed to flavor this shit up. They were like, hey, goddamn Alicia. It is what it is.
Well,
yo, who raised you, bro?
Back to the topic at hand. And now that we have derailed the whole conversation with Alicia's fucking shenanigans, as usual.
Cinnamon popcorn. What the fuck is wrong with her, bro?
So, I really think that online dating has really put a wet fucking blanket on the art of courting to begin with.
Mm. How do you feel about online dating?
That's what I was going to ask everybody else.
I don't think online dating been the same since MySpace.
MySpace.
MySpace
was not online dating.
MySpace was not online dating.
What's online dating? For me?
Yeah, that was a badass.
I caught a lot of bodies over MySpace. That was my go-to.
He like my layout was good.
This is how I feel about online dating. This is how I feel. I honestly feel like with online dating, I personally feel like for me, I always kind of feel like you always trying to entertain or find a female because you were online trying to do that.
Have you tried it?
I have.
Has everyone tried online dating?
No.
I have not.
You never went like bag a girl on MySpace?
That's not online dating, bro. That's social media.
Why is that not?
All right. No, listen, bro.
Tinder, Bumble.
That's considered online dating.
No, it's not. It's not the
bro,
same.
Bro, no, that's not.
It's not an online dating app. It's not
online
an app.
Dating, yeah, you can't, because you can't swipe right. And
right.
Like
it's not designated for.
You can keep going up. Going back. Nah.
It's not designated for dating.
But I understand what you're saying. Not solely.
So like eHarmony, Match, Tinder.
Black people meet.
Black people meet.
I don't even know the name.
It does.
It does?
It's not the same.
The last thing I heard about it, Justin Timberlake bought it, and then he sold it.
Oh, I know. What?
MySpace. Oh. It still exists, but it's not the same.
Oh,
I didn't know it still
exists. I haven't typed my anything since it's been like a decade.
Right. More than a decade.
It's been a long time. It's not the same. It's still there, but
she gonna put the specifications on it. 13 or 14 years to be exact.
You're old as shit. But we still look good though.
Talk about it.
I know that's right, but
y'all
yeah. I'm not a fan of it. I want to meet somebody. I want them to be brought to me in my present more so. But I'm not like just saying, oh no, you don't know. I mean, if that's a preference for somebody, then go ahead and do it.
I went on a few Tinder dates.
Yeah, I'm be scared.
Yeah, I'm cool. That's
I'm
going to
have my gun the whole time. Like, yeah,
I don't know, like, serial killers doing that. That's like trying to bag me with a
pregnant.
Oh, you trying
to see me? I'm good.
It's my favorite color.
Hey, some people do that.
So, black, nigga.
So, we all about the same age, I would think.
Right.
Right? So, where would we go in our age group to meet someone?
Out.
It's a lot of places. You can go.
Yeah, bro. You could listen, bro. You could catch a vibe in a grocery store, bro. Like, listen, bro. If it's supposed to happen, it's gonna happen. I believe it. Organic.
But like, if you're actively trying to meet,
I ain't people, looking. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
But I'm saying, if you're actively trying to meet people, where do you go? Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. But I already know. I believe
when you're in your like early 20s, mid 20s, you already know where you're going. You're gonna go to the club,
right?
But
nah, I ain't trying to meet no chicken.
I'm saying like early 20s. You're gonna go to the club. But our age, where do we go?
I just feel like anywhere.
Networking events,
work events, like mixers, or like co-work places.
Co-work places. So like, you know, like the places like Rome and like shit like that where you can go and like work and like do your shit. You meet people there because I mean, I feel like in our age group, we working. Like, what are we doing?
And there's a lot of new places.
Other than working.
There's a lot of places like Midtown and Buckhead. They have stuff for like young professionals.
Yeah, they do.
They solely go there. I personally don't know those spots because I'm not single, but I've heard it exists.
Yeah, they do.
but like we said,
you see, he's trying to slide that in there, right?
Like, come on, pick up your drink. Let's drink.
He's trying to make sure. But it's a.
But I feel like there's tons of stuff out there.
Yeah, like, but with the dog, you could meet somebody like anywhere, y'all. Like, if you post to meet him, you gonna meet him. Like, even with the Tinder day shit, like, right? Because guess what? Somebody somewhere, y'all, has found their soulmate on Tinder. Like, that has happened. And so it's like, yeah, I don't knock it either, but just me.
I'm
an old school type of guy. Yeah. Like, I'd rather organically meet you and we be laughing and be like, oh, you know what I mean? You know, can I get your number or something like that? And then it just. You know what I mean? Move like that. Like, I feel like people want to skip steps Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, let me go online then, because I can already see you. You got your likes up here, and you got what you like and what you don't like. It's like, that shit is whack. Like,
you,
I don't
skip steps, you end up in a tragic.
And village. A lot right. of shit online and social media is so fraud.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's so fraud. Like, that's your high is everything.
You
go to
meet them, throw my car in the shop, all this stupid right, shit.
You right. can type anything in your yes. bio. That don't mean that's really you.
Right.
That's what or I you
had, you and I think that gets in the way, too, with really getting to know people, because everybody online feels like they have to appear more than what they really are.
Put their best self
forward. Not only online, right? though. Even when you meet somebody in person, everybody's trying to show the best.
Well, we've talked
them.
About that.
But online is different, because you can be whoever the fuck you want to be online. Yeah. But if I see you, I can put certain pieces together.
You're going to be the bad
yeah, true. When I first meet you, I could be whoever I want to be until you really get to know me, though.
True.
So everybody's trying to sell themselves.
You ain't gotta put your best self forward. And then it's like, because imagine when you go on that date, like imagine, like you said, boom, y'all getting to know each other. Don't look crazy. Excuse me, y'all. I'm chewing. Hey. But don't look crazy. But it's like, but you ain't gotta get, don't put your best, don't put your freaking dress on. Da, da, da. So
that,
for
that shit.
Right. So that way you go, you as a woman and you know, and as a good man, it's like, man, okay, we working to build something. Yeah. Okay, cool. We like each other. We starting to talk a little more. We FaceTiming now. We doing this. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Now we want to go here. We going. You know what I mean? And oh, should you put that on? You put that. You put that smell on.
The
damn.
Smell surprise.
You put the little two bangs right here.
Right.
I like that right
there. That's
okay. That right there gonna get your head grabbed, baby, that's like this. Come here, girl.
All of that.
I ain't got no.
Put it right there. Don't move.
Oh, because you staring at them fucking two bangs. Bangs.
Girl,
bangs.
Listen.
Okay.
She's staring at veins. I'm staring at veins.
Yeah.
Right there.
You're so nasty.
And I'm bars.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
Right. This is nasty.
I'm just going to drink to her. Whatever they say, I'm going to drink to her.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, do you feel like it kind of eliminates the need for courting? Because isn't that the whole purpose, is to get to know somebody?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it's harder to do that via text or message or
yeah.
whatever. Like,
you're waiting on their response from this app.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not with it, y'all. I'm not with that online dating stuff. I don't knock it at all. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's for you is for you. But, like, I would really just
most people rather on organically the online, meet somebody. Me too, and I agree. Most people on the online dating, though, they instantly want your number so that they can talk to you that way.
A lot of you do.
True, but even like, with that, like, watch this. What happened to the days where a man had to work to get your number? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, let's talk about it. Like, just because the nigga look nice at your job, you gonna give me your, here you go, hit my Instagram, my number, hit my social, like, let the, you'll see him tomorrow, let yeah. him work for us.
So, I gotta, so, which, that being up, so, I was playing cards at a friend's house, and this guy, and he, child, is a little charmer, real cute little guy, he's a charmer. Mm-hmm. He said, man, we getting too old, like, I need to settle down, because it was so many girls ringing his phone back to back that night. I'm so, he like, dang, and they were all mad at him. Cause I guess he's trying to like, they cussing his ass out. He like, man, all right. Picking up, like, damn, man, all right.
He just needs to turn his phone off.
I said, well, are you tired?
Sometimes we have.
And he said, no, for real, man. He said, man, I just need to be like single, not talking about. He said, because I feel like honestly, everything comes so easy. He said, where the woman at that is not like easy? You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. that I can chase and catch. I said.
That's how I felt.
Really? Is that what you want? Because most of these niggas, if a female trying to do that, or
they give up
because the next bitch is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, okay, you playing, they think she playing games. No, it's not that. You need to work hard.
Wait, what?
I said she just being a woman.
And I'm just
ain't nothing wrong with that. But that's the problem.
That's
we ain't many
think.
Women out
there. Oh,
it ain't a lot of men that know how to treat women. No. And it's not a lot of men or like real men or women out here. There's some. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
I feel social media
not a lot.
Ruined that. Because everybody
like
has this facade.
For yeah.
So social media like definitely fake, ruined no. that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like as a man too, like a man knows what he wants. Like this how I feel like a woman shouldn't have to, as a woman shouldn't have to keep hitting you up like, hey, where you at? I want you. You know what I mean? A man should know.
Where they at?
A man should
know.
I should hit you up. Yeah, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? If you're thinking about me, you're going to hit
because
me
because men know
up.
What
if
they want.
You're going to hit
and
me
they know
up.
What they want from the beginning. We
yes,
do.
But I'm saying the woman shouldn't. I think a lot
the
of
woman
men.
Shouldn't
feel like
yeah. Women shouldn't do the chasing.
Yeah.
Right, bro. That's not what thing. You know,
I
know you'll be my fault.
I agree with that.
But
ain't nothing wrong
with that. That's
the traditional way of doing things. A lot of these new dudes, they're not traditional because they never had that instilled in them from young.
I hate that shit.
I was instilled in that tradition from my grandfather. So,
but
that's
a lot
why
of them don't
have
that the fuck am I looking for? The role model. They don't see it.
They don't have that OG to put them like, yo, this is what you do.
And all the music is damn near all of the music, y'all, is terrible. It's all just she gave me head and then I did.
Like, oh, fuck, it's that terrible. Bitch. All this music right, is all terrible. This music
all
is
these jigaboos got their pants down.
Terrible. Looking like a fool with looking his like pants on the ground.
Looking like a fool.
Nah, for real though, it's just that's real. So it's like if you don't have a role model at home, right, and then you don't have a role model at school, and then all the music you listen to is saying "fuck these bitches, get money, fuck these bitches, get money, get the dicks, get money." It's like,
but these bitches get money.
Yeah, but how do you know? That's on both sides though, because just not forget the city girls, like they fucked up a whole summer.
I mean,
don't forget now because they added Megan.
Real ass bitch, get the fuck by me, nigga. Big Birkin bag, hold 5-6 figures.
Corona around here, fucking up all y'all niggas. Cause y'all want to have a hot girl summer trigger.
Trigger.
Shut your ass up, girl.
Trigger on my ass. Trigger on my stomach. Cause I caught it.
Bro. You wrong, bro.
She went too far there. Trigger my ass, cause pussy tigger. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah.
And while he fucking her, he be like, tigger.
I drink to that.
Oh man, I was talking.
Oh my god. So with dating. So do y'all just be dating like? Because before we were talking, you said you had your lineup. Well, so we gonna argue about who said it.
Shay, you said you had a lineup.
Word.
Yeah. So
all right,
we said you had this lineup.
Sure.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
So is dating the goal?
Yes.
I mean, wait, dating, is marriage the goal with dating?
Yes.
Yes. No lie. Yes.
Depends
at this point in my life, yes.
On the age group.
No, I'm talking about us.
We're talking about us.
Oh, us.
Yeah. We're talking
yes.
about the old niggas.
Yes, we're dating to get married.
I'm definitely.
Why are we dating to play
right
games? Like, that
I'm not doing that.
If we date to play games, bust to buy a go fuck a teddy bear. Like, no.
Not a teddy bear.
I agree though, because now.
Teddy bear don't deserve that.
How I thought when I was 30 versus how I think now, she knew me around this time. I was not moving the way I move now. Now I'm more considerate of her feelings. I'm home a lot more.
Mm.
And I do a lot of relationship things. Like, we stay in the house and paint.
Relationship
things. Oh, what he doing to you?
Come on, bro. That's
the
dope,
Lord.
Bro.
Relationship
things. That's dope,
thing.
The that's
Lord
dope bro.
I was never like
let's talk about that. That's the real shit, though.
Me,
because look,
I was
that
never
may
like
need
that,
to be the conversation, though. Discussing relationship things to keep the women to not get bored so fast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
niggas do. No, of course, but it's just like, we.
It's easy. I think it's easier,
you know,
for a female to get bored.
Yeah. We're simple, bro. I just
we're
need, you know,
simple,
I just like head.
Yeah.
Just fuck with me, leave me alone.
Just like head.
Yeah.
That's really it.
That's terrible.
Felatio and. Yeah.
That, no, for real, I like to roll my own blunts. Like, if you good at, like, if I deal with a woman that, like, smoke, for instance, right? Like, if she know how to roll and she like to roll, baby, cool. Like, we roll, do that. But otherwise, like, legit, I don't need you to do nothing for me. The same way that I would like a woman. Like, if a woman likes me, I don't want her to like me because she's looking to get something. It's like, I really want you to have your own shit because I have my own shit. And
right.
You don't need me, you want me. Because
right.
I feel like that's what make it better.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Versus you like, oh, you fucking me because I got a car.
Right.
But as soon as I don't got the car, you're not going to like me.
Right, don't use me.
Right.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people get used.
A lot of women these days, they take that independent shit the wrong way. They take it to a whole nother level. Just like you said, like, I want you not to want me to not need me, but you want me.
Yeah.
Women
yeah,
don't
yeah,
know
yeah,
how to do that because they're so independent.
Wait a minute.
No, that's not true.
No,
that's not true.
They're too strong-minded.
I disagree.
Why?
I disagree because the reason a lot of us are because we are so independent. If we choose to fuck with you on that level, it is because we want you. We don't need you. What do we need you for, other than dick?
But this girl said that either like earlier today or yesterday, y'all. I can't remember, but it was just like, it made sense to me. Now, granted, this is just me. I'm just one man. I'm talking about me and my feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it made sense to me. I was not offended or I wasn't, you know what I mean? Nothing. I was like, damn, that's true. Like, what can a nigga, you know what I'm saying, do for you besides pleasure you? Like, not to say he can't do
that
something, but like, as like,
humans.
The emotion,
yeah, like,
yes.
Humans, like,
however,
like,
a lot
you know,
of men are not,
your money gonna keep you warm at night.
True, but a lot of men aren't emotionally available anyway.
Yeah,
but it takes a good woman to do that. I was never emotionally,
but it's not about the woman.
Emotionally, nothing. It does, though. Because
I feel like it's whenever you're ready, then you will be emotionally available.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also have to play your part to make him ready.
True.
A man's just not going to be emotionless to every female. He has to see something in you. Same
no,
way.
I'm not saying it has to, I'm not going to say it has to be everybody. But a lot of going into these relationships, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are emotionally unavailable.
Of course.
So if all I'm seeing is the fact that you're emotionally unavailable, you're not adding any value to my life. What are you bringing to the table that I'm not already doing to myself? So you're lacking in the emotional department because you're too afraid to let that guard down so early. So I really don't see that. So a lot of women don't get past that point because we don't have that emotional connection.
You guys love me how you gonna love you.
But if you're 6 months in, right, and he's still emotionally disconnected from you, how do you fix that?
That's my problem. Like, that's my problem. I don't mean with the man. I mean with me. Like, I'm very...
you're a different breed. Like, you was like, never... You just not connected.
But my mom told me, like, literally, she's told Brittany. So, we was at the mall one time. It was me, Sasha, Brittany, John. She was like, Alicia, since she been little, she has never been emotionally connected. Like, never.
Your mother never said, I love you to you when you was younger, sorry?
I mean, yeah, but like, all that hugging and stuff, I don't want.
But she's like my daughter. That's the crazy thing. My daughter's very disconnected. She don't want you touching her. She's not going to verbally. She's an Aquarius.
Okay.
She's not going to verbally express how she feels about you, like ever.
Yeah. That's,
she's not going to give you.
I've always been that way.
She's not going to give you any hugs. She's not going to give you any kisses. She's very distant, and it's on her terms. She might randomly come up to you, and then she might lay her head on my shoulder for like 2 seconds and then disappear.
Yeah, that's enough.
And I'd be like, okay, I love you too. But that's she's disconnected.
And then, she when somebody get real mushy with me,
what if
she shut down?
Oh my God,
you get uncomfortable.
Oh, I get,
I'm slightly like that too. People get too,
I get anxiety. If somebody be all like, I'd be like,
when people cry, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, maybe I need counseling.
I'd be like,
honestly, I think it stems from like,
if I become an asshole, you cry. Like, what you crying for?
No, I just be like, okay, I'm
like, why are you crying? Stop it.
And I don't know. Like, I always
I'm going to go. He's going to leave him crying.
Always. Never.
Shit, my way is better.
You crying.
No,
I'm just going to go.
That's, yeah. And I'm fucking for saying that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because so many people would be like, oh, that didn't affect me. And it's like, you're lying. Like, you're lying.
What y'all talking about?
What didn't affect you?
No, it did. Like, my father not being present. As, like, I long for that.
So now you're disconnected from men.
That's what I'm talking about.
When I say I long for that.
And she didn't have it.
Father-daughter relationship. Like, I remember one time, like, he wouldn't even be around. And one time he was, like, at the house or something. And I remember my mom was throwing his clothes outside, like, just a little that he had there. And I, like, she was setting it on fire or something. I don't know. And I was going outside. Like, I was, like, 12, and I was just bringing them all back in. I'm like, you can get your ass out of there. And I'm like, okay. And like, mind you, he wasn't even there. He wasn't there. And I was just like, no way, oh my dad. He's never coming alone. And so like, I went to counseling when I was little. I don't remember really.
Right.
You should revisit.
But I do feel like I should.
You should revisit.
I always tell myself like, oh, I'm so busy. I be busy as hell. But I do feel like I should because I am very, I just lack that. And I mean, it's horrible.
And it's like, but wait, do you?
And
so,
I have a big heart and I care.
Yeah, okay.
But motherfuckers would be like,
you crazy.
You don't, no, not even that. Just like,
can you give me an example? Like, of, like, some small, where if it's like, I don't know, like,
okay, so for instance, I was talking to this, like, I meet really, really good guys.
Uh huh.
But I feel like I run them away because of the fact that I'm not emotionally there.
Mm-hmm. They want you to be all touchy-feely. They want you to be all in their phones and doing this and doing that. She's like,
I'm going to tell you, for instance.
Don't touch me.
I invited him to
back up.
And this was recent, like good guy, everything. But we don't talk no more. And I invited him. I always do because I'm emotional.
Hold on, let's tell a story.
I invited him to the barbecue, whatever. He was cool. He was like, hey, he's like, you know, when he's saying, I'm like, what's up? You know, I'm being like, he's like, man, I can't get no hug. I was like, ugh. And in my head, I was like, ugh. And then I was like, all right. And so I kind of, and then he like pulled me in. I'm like, oh, okay. We go in and we're playing a game. And so he's like, can you come here real quick? I was like, yeah. So I'm standing over there with my friends. I went over there. He whispered in my ear. He was like, man, you just so beautiful. He's like, you look so good. Mm-hmm. When I say that shit, turn me the fuck off. bad. Wow. I was like,
she shut down.
I'm adverse to compliments, I'm not gonna lie. He was my
company. It makes me uncomfortable.
And I went over here because
a lot of women I've realized like that. My girl's like that.
I know she loved me because of her actions.
Right, right.
That's
right.
I know she loved me.
But a lot of things people don't realize. You don't necessarily got to hear, I love you all the time. Of course.
And I feel like with me, that's what people don't, and like a man has never really tried to be like, you know, tell me about you.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I've never had nobody, but they instantly be like, you just don't give a fuck. Are you such a player? Are you too cool? No, it's not that. It's just that deeper. I don't know how to. And like I said,
people don't play Dick Dug no more.
That's what I'm saying. It was only one person that really brought that shit.
A lot of people don't know how, though.
Two people that really brought that shit out of me. And when I say really brought it out of me, like, they brought it out of me. So it was just, you know, I feel like that's what it is, like, with me. Like, it's just like, I don't know how, I know how to love because I love hard when I do, but I don't know how to initiate or receive. I'm not gonna receive shit, and I always give. Like, when I say I give.
So what if a nigga give to you like you giving it to them? You think you're gonna turn off?
I'm good.
She feels like they have ulterior motives.
That's crazy. Yes.
I'm the same way, though. I'm like, why are you doing all that?
So, what do you want?
It's like, what? Okay, so like,
first of all, okay, I know what you're current, that's why I'm doing it.
Okay, so
with your current situation, right? Like, clearly you like the guy because you've been with him for, you know what I'm saying, some time. So it's like, give me some good examples. I need some good examples. We've been talking about what's wrong.
What can a guy do to woo you then?
Exactly, that's what I'm asking. Like, give me 3 to 5 things that you like about a nigga. Because this is the thing with both of y'all,
I'm not sure about you. I feel you feel the same way. But you're both of y'all is emotionally disconnected. You don't like a nigga do nothing nice for you. What the fuck are you gonna do?
And it's like, yeah, you wanna meet a gentleman, but you don't wanna meet a gentleman. You don't wanna fuck nigga, but just like if I open the door for you, you're mad at me. Like, I don't get that.
Like, it's not that I'm mad. It's just we don't know how to take it. So that's an issue.
I'm the type that'll tell a woman straight up, they're like, don't touch the door because you're trying to be all independent and all that, and I ain't got time for that shit because you're not gonna embarrass me. But watch this though. Oh God, it's not a bad thing. It's like a man thing.
But I'm not being overbearing.
It's like I'm letting you know I got you. So when you around me, I need you to know that I got you. So you need to relax. I need you to know that you're comfortable and you're straight. So you're gonna let me open this door for you. Like, you be opening the door, girls will come way over here and touch the door. Shit. It's like,
they try to open the door before you.
Nah, but like, you ever open the door and they still try to touch it as they're walking in, like, oh, thank you.
But look, you got them right. But you got all 5 like that? See, that's what I'm thinking about. How many?
I mean, do we need to go? Let's see where this is going.
Let's take a break, and then we will address what men can do to woo us.
Commercial break.
Let's take a break.
Let's go.
Because we're already recording.
All right, you heard me. Look, and we're back. Yeah, that's how that thing was supposed to happen like that. You dig? You know, like,
not taking away.
Somebody come get her ass.
Come get her.
She's dancing.
Oh my God. I'll be on my nerves.
She gets on my nerves.
Hey y'all, we back.
Okay. So let's.
Once I say we black and we back.
We are. Ooh. All of that. All of that.
Ooh, biggity, biggity, black, back.
I cannot.
Okay, look, you try to take it too far. What you say? Watch Lizzie McGuire. You start watching Lizzie McGuire.
No, actually, I was on Raven
Simone. And we know she's crazy. Okay.
I cannot. All right. So, the question was, what do men have to do to woo a guarded woman? Right? That was the question.
You want to answer first, my brother?
Let the ladies answer first.
Oh, you're right.
They're the ones that...
It's why a question. Question geared towards men, though.
But what do I mean, but you're right. Go ahead. He's asking from our perspective. What do y'all have
they,
to
remember,
do?
Remember, they so difficult. They don't like to.
Take we're not difficult.
Emotional.
It's not difficult.
No. Take it away.
So, I think that it's not a matter of what you do actually. Like, it's not. We don't want you to do stuff. Like, it's not like, oh, let me. Like, just be you. Like, be genuine. Be.
Do you mean that?
Yes. Like, be. But if I see red flags, then we got a problem. If there's inconsistency, like she said, if you're not consistent, like one day you feel this way and then the next day you show me that you feel another way, that's a red flag. So now the guard is.
I'm a human being. Can't
okay. I understand that you're a human being. However, we're all human, and we all have to be considerate of others that we are dealing with.
What
do
you mean, a way, though? Like, I'm big on examples.
So, if you are being super attentive, right? If that's how you start off, mm-hmm. you're super attentive all the time. You're always in my inbox. You send me good morning texts. You're doing this. You're doing that. Okay, so now I'm expecting that because this has been the norm, right? So, then all of a sudden, it's one day. Okay, I give you that. Everybody, you know, got shit going on. You might have had to go to work early or you was up late. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Cool. 2 days. Okay, I'll give you that. 3, 4, 5 days, and then you just disappeared, and all of a sudden on the 6th day, it's like, oh, hey, what you doing? Nigga, what the fuck? Where have you been? Like, don't just pop.
I'm a lie. I think like that. I think like that. No lie. I'll be like, you know what I mean? You don't want to let too much, you know, like being you, but like, I don't want to let too much time go by if I like you. Because in my head, I'm like, I like you. So if somebody say they like me, then I'm going to act
accordingly. Or communicate. Okay. Like, if you got shit going on, like, hey, you know, I might not be as available the next couple days. I got to go do this for work, or I got to go whatever. Communicate. And it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But it's like that still consistency, even though we may not be able to talk every single day, but I'm in the loop. Like,
so
I know
communication is key.
Communication is everything. It's like, amazing. I know what's going on. And then, two, like, you have to give it time. Like, you can't just expect us to just
give you everything right
the and first just day. Melt like the walls. Just I'm just gonna pull knock all these
just for
down.
You, nigga.
Just for you. Only to build them back up in 2 weeks when I'm done with your ass. Like, I'm not. Who's gonna do that? That's so you have to be patient. Y'all talking about y'all want bitches that be giving it up in 2 days. You want to actually work for it. So work for it.
I don't want to work for it that long.
He ain't trying me on the, what that Steve Harvey movie was.
He said, I don't want to work for it that long.
Think like a man or something like that.
We ain't saying 90. 90 days. But like, you still have to put forth the effort is the thing. And like, and you have to be consistent in order to prove and build trust. Because is that not what they tell you in any arena? Mm-hmm. You have to build trust with people. Like, if you want something from somebody, if you selling something, right?
How much time do you need?
What do you have to do? You have to build trust.
How much time? I think 4 weeks is enough.
So you trying to get it boxed after a month?
Yeah, why not?
Wait. I got a question for him. Now, do you mean, like, are you seeing this person for these 30 days straight? Or are you just communicating with them 30 days straight? Or are you like, maybe y'all skip a day or two because y'all, not even player like that, or none, no stupid word. I'm just being honest. Like, we human. Like, if I don't talk to you for one day, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like, I hope you're okay. I hope you hope I'm okay. Maybe I'll talk to you the next day. Like you said, 1 or 2 days at the most. You feel what I'm saying? If we talking about maybe establishing something. But, like, bro, if you talking about, because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even with you if this is what you're talking about. Like, you ain't even, like, seeing this person for the whole 30 days or even talking to them the whole 30 days. But, like, after 30 days from July 1st to July 31st.
So how many times have you had interactions with this person?
Communication.
Okay, so
you're having, like, you're dating, you're talking.
So. Gotcha. Consistent communication for 30 days and you feel like that's enough?
Yeah.
Give me that box.
For me, this is for me. For me, 30 days. For me, I feel like.
Nigga, rent is due again.
30 days. Keep me around.
Oh my God, rent is due again.
All right,
this is my thing. I feel like I said in the beginning, I feel like, yeah. I feel like I said, consistency, you gotta mind fuck me. And my thing is, be completely
honest.
Mm-hmm. Like, there is no reason that you should not have to be honest with me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to be completely honest with you. If you don't want to know, then don't fucking ask me. Because I'm going to fucking tell you. You know what I'm saying? That's like, and that's on some real shit.
I just feel like that varies from person to person. Because everybody doesn't think like us. Like, I will respect you more. And I will be more turned on by you if you are brutally honest with me.
Me too.
Because I know that shit's not easy. It's not easy to be that honest with somebody.
It's not. But at the same time, I feel like at the end of the day, if we're just talking right now, and we're talking about what gets you a man to get you to just be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I can give you a little bit of talk. I can give you my number. It's something that attracts you about him. If I tell you straight up, listen, be honest with me. I'm telling you, I can handle the shit, whatever it is. Be honest with me. Don't let some shit come out now, because then it's going to be fuck you. Then you're going to be wondering, like, damn, this bitch really cut. Because when I close the door, I don't open that bitch. That's, never have, never will.
It's closed.
It is what it is.
Second
chance? That bitch is nailed the fuck shut.
Ain't no fucking,
you can't open
chance.
That window. If there's a fire, no bitch, you burning. Because it's not opening.
Matter of fact, it's going to be a fire, and I hope you burn. Like, it is what it is. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
You can't come in the back door, the side door, the window,
nothing. Because at the end of the day, this is my thing. If we truly, truly, truly are exclusively dating, and I say exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Like, if we made it to that point.
If we made it to that point, then we're at a standpoint and a stance to where we have trust now, because we are exclusively dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust you. And if I'm giving you this platter and you start moving shit on the platter, that shouldn't be touched. Because you fucking up and you not being honest and your shit keep coming about. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. And at the end of the day, motherfuckers cannot do that, especially men. Yep. That's just how I feel. A man will try to hide because he got this, that, and that going on. I don't give a fuck about Shirley and Temple. I don't care if you
fucking
Talk to
her. I don't care if you fucking Temple. Baby, Sunshine ain't them. Okay? And all you can do is just be honest. Like, it's real simple. Because if you ask me, like, damn, you talking to somebody. A few of them. Yeah,
and I think for me, too, like,
so
you're like, oh, what do you have to do to woo me because I'm so guarded? Because I look for people that have something going on. Like, I need you. I don't want to be your main focus. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want
I feel that.
All of your attention to be directed at me.
Right.
Like, I want you to have other things going on, because I have other things going on. So I feel like there's that need for balance. So I don't like niggas that are overeager. That shit irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, would you fucking relax?
Yeah. Because they over
relax.
I felt that.
Yeah.
I did feel like
back
that.
Up.
I felt that. I really did. That was good. That was a 5-30 seconds from you, Simone. Bars. Okay?
Bars.
Fucking talking about C Styles in this bitch. Nigga, make some noise for one time.
Yeah.
Fucking talking about. It's my father right there. Give
but no, for real. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely
just like you don't
not.
Want no girl that's going to be up your ass every 5
that's
seconds
a big
of the day.
Fact.
Like, girl,
that's
go.
A big fact.
What?
Not all the time. Like, every, like, you know what I mean? 4:12, then 4:14, then like 4:77.
Like, don't you got something to do?
But see,
you ain't got no books to read.
What?
I don't even be hitting them up.
I hate.
What if they hit you up? Right, like, be busy sometimes.
Like, let me miss you.
Right.
I feel that.
Be busy sometimes.
I feel like,
find something to do.
And it's like, damn, what you thought about me?
You don't need to hit me up.
Was.
Like,
and like, oh, you ain't going to let me know?
No.
Alicia, no, I'm going to tell you something. And listen, I'm just being honest because I know it, okay? At least you got that water. That's why she talk like this. Listen, bro. I know because I vibrate high. I see other people that vibrate high, bro. She up here with it. I'm an avatar. She an avatar.
Yeah.
I know. What are you talking about? I know. Tell him. Give me something right here one time with it.
One time.
Girl, stop playing. I sip to that.
And I
don't sip to that. I'm not gonna sip to that. That's not saying I'm gonna sip to. I'm gonna sip this one out.
Maybe.
Yeah. What you drinking? Water.
Water. What's coming out you? Water. Don't drink a bottle of water before you have sex, because guess what?
Lord have mercy.
Fix it,
Jesus. We're squirting out your water.
Fix it, Jesus.
They say pee water. They say pee come.
Lord have mercy.
She gets on my nerves.
Nah, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. I know this is way off topic, but nah, that water fire though. When that girl made that water come out, that thing was shit crazy.
But I hate that shit.
You don't like it?
No.
I don't know. I don't think girls like
it's
it either.
Too
but
messy.
It's, I feel like, but I like when a nigga go. I like when you break it, out of them and they don't like it. You just like go give me this again.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I hate that shit.
Give it here.
You know what?
I would be like, wait, for real.
I'm like, we need to wipe because it's just too fucking wet. What the fuck? I'm like. Seriously, like,
I don't.
It's just too much.
I cannot.
It'd be too much.
I think I learned too much about y'all this season.
Is it oversharing?
See, just because you know why? You know why? This is Fun Fact Friday. Because y'all wanted the motherfucker reschedule 90 times. We had to do this on a Friday.
Nah. Fun okay? Fact Friday.
So that's what it is.
Don't invite me to Fun Fact Friday.
I told y'all that thing was a baddie, boy. Stop playing.
That's your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, so how do y'all feel in the spirit of courting and dating them kid? Okay.
You gonna FaceTime them again?
I damn sure will. Shut up.
Pathetic parents.
I tell y'all, don't make me get up.
I told y'all I'm 7 feet away now. Don't let me.
But no, in the essence of like courting and dating, mm-hmm. So do you believe in cohabitating before marriage?
Yes, definitely.
Do you feel it's necessary?
I do. Yeah. Me personally,
that's
I do.
Why? Spend all that money.
Yeah, bro. God, no. Listen. No, because I know. I know I rock with you, bro, because you solid. Because I know if you go get married, you're not going to do it. Ain't saying you got to go crazy. Yeah, but just a marriage, bro. It's got to be. It got to be a. Y'all, my wedding going to be a fucking party. That one going to be. That one going to be.
Fucking right.
You might be in that motherfucker. Dog, I'm telling you.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, bro. That thing. Hey, listen, man. Don't worry about what me and Alicia got going on.
Hey,
you all over here. We grown.
Y'all so stupid.
No, she ignorant like me. I love her so much. But for real though, like dog, yeah, I know. Listen, y'all, I plan to really like. I need my wedding to be waterworks. Like I plan to be John Legend, the most poetic. You know what I'm saying?
I
like
love it.
It's water, nigga. We made out of water. What you talking about?
Tyler Perry with the angels in the
yes! I'm not playing. I need her to remember that shit forever. Ever. Man, that's your fucking wedding.
Yay!
I'm not playing. So
y'all
guess
so
what?
Intense.
I mean, because I'm very passionate and you're going to feel it through the phone, through
you're
the podcast. You're going to
feel all of
nigga.
It, every inch.
So guess yeah! She know. She know about me, but anyway, for real though. So guess what? To answer your question,
Yes, bro.
We gotta, you know, and we ain't gotta rush it though. I don't want to rush it. You know what I'm saying? Like it gotta come together. Cause I don't wanna. It's not a movie. Like I ain't trying to be 4 months in. You wanna marry you? Like no, because people can change. People have six. They like this for this first 6 months. Then they gonna maybe. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really
you
see
gotta
like
deal
if I'm
with the
with
bad,
you.
The ugly, and the good. Cause everybody
and see
gonna
if you
have
really
the bad.
Want that,
bro. And so that really, really does mean like that.
It means everything because marriage. Because watch this, y'all. Marriage is supposed to mean everything, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't when you say these vows, you're
sickness
supposed to mean them till death do us part.
For good or for better.
Come on, man. For better or for worse. I mean, you're supposed to. You're literally saying, you're standing here. You've invited these people to come. You've paid this money. You've paid for this. You know what I mean? This man
of
God to be here.
We talked about that.
Yeah,
we had a whole episode about that.
Yeah, we did.
Weddings are not fucking cheap.
They're supposed to be serious, and that's the problem, y'all. People don't take this shit serious. Like I said, people want to skip steps, and people are like, man, my mom said I should be married, so I should be married. So it's like, all
right,
I'll be with you for 6 months, let's be married. And it's like, bro, you ain't even know this person.
Right.
You ain't even know that person.
You better talk.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not. I don't gotta. We don't. You don't gotta rush it. I'm really learning it, and I'm appreciative. Honestly, like, you, come on with the blessed tattoo.
I wish y'all should see her.
Come on, man. For real though.
That's right. If I had them drums,
I'll
bring them on out.
Come on, man. We gotta. But yeah, we gotta cohabitate.
I gotta see how you brush your teeth. So many people play with marriage. That's the thing.
No, for real.
I gotta see that. If you don't brush your teeth thoroughly,
come on.
We have a problem.
Come on.
So you gotta like.
Exactly. If you don't wash your hands when you leave the bathroom, we have a problem. I need to see these things. Like,
you're not going to stand and stare at me.
If your level of
I'm not gonna lean through the door. But guess what? I'm gonna watch this, bro. When you with somebody, right? Y'all not in the bathroom together sometimes.
Yeah, you are.
You getting comfortable with this person now, so you might be standing there. You nigga, you do it the natural way, nigga. You asking all these goofy questions. You know I'm not gonna stand there and look through the fucking door like this.
Be like this.
Yeah. You gonna be in there one day. You gonna be doing something. You gonna be
in there. You know what I'm saying? How many motherfucking seconds you in that chest, bro? How many seconds you spent on the back, bro?
But you gonna wash your teeth together one day with your girl. You don't do it all the time. You ain't weird, but you're gonna do it. I need to make sure you wash your ass thoroughly. How do you use the soap? All that shit is real.
So you just going to shower and just watch her take a bath?
No, nigga, we gonna shower. I'm not swaggy. You is, bro. I'm big swaggy, bro. I'm like Austin Powers with this. We showering together.
Austin Powers. Now,
right now, I know you got your... Now, I know. Look. Yo, keep it, gentlemen, bro, because you right. I could talk crazy. You can't. So let me do my thing. You're good. Mm-hmm. You're good. You sip to that. And we'll, you know, because you're a good man and black men don't cheat. But I'm single. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I have to talk reckless. So, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Relax. Good black men don't cheat. But me, if I'm talking with you or whatever like that, son, like, nah, we're going to at least take a shower together or something, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Something. Because, like Simone said, we should be have something going on, right? But if we swag like that, I need to meet you. What you doing before this time? Before 4 o'clock? You can meet at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
So we might have to do that thing at 3:25. We need to jump in the shower. Like, I need to see, you know what I mean? How you do that thing.
I need
you
to wipe me up.
Yeah, hit my back real quick. Something? Fuck. You just ready to get married that fast?
Suck the ocean, dry the ocean.
Why is it on me? I
just
asked a question.
You should have a question asked. But no, for real. You do. I need to see those habits.
What do you think, bro?
You said yes. But what are your reasons?
What was the question again?
How do you feel about cohabitating before marriage?
Okay.
I'm for it.
Since we've established that marriage is the goal.
Right.
Marriage is the goal, yes, it is.
So how do you feel about that? You said you're for it. What are your reasonings?
I mean, I think you do have to know a person. That's how you get to know a person. Once y'all spend enough one-on-one time in each other's space, you gotta get comfortable with that. So it's very important. And marriages ain't cheap.
Damn sure ain't. Marriages are not cheap. Weddings aren't cheap. Marriages aren't cheap either.
Yep.
Fact. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's it? I'm a fight.
She's shy. It's okay.
I'm gonna fight after
this. You feel like
y'all last almost like open this candy real quick.
You feel like you should stay with a person beforehand?
Yeah. To learn them.
So what about those people that don't? And their marriage and their marriages last. Because I know some people
somebody aren't happy.
Guess yeah. what? Oh, God. Guess what? You spend a night by that person. You spend a night by him a couple times.
You can still kind of get a feel for them.
Of course you're doing that if you're going to move in with each other.
Wait, Shay, what you was going to say?
Not necessarily, though.
You don't spend a night?
Huh?
You got to. See if so you can live with.
She said not necessarily.
Why you say not necessarily?
What he was saying about spending the night. Simply because you really can't learn a person just by spending the night. They can do one thing while you're sleeping and then do another thing when you're up.
That's in the beginning. I mean, as you're pretty much bending some time, you're going to see all that eventually.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, if you develop in time. Multiple. We're talking about multiple. Like, it don't have to be. Yeah. I'm not saying you got to wait 7 years to get married.
So not like y'all live together, but like, oh, you might spend a couple days.
That's what I'm saying. What if it's a weekend and you off? You off, you big off. Everything is good. It's flowing in. Like, your bills are paid. Everything is good. This your man. You his woman. Y'all good. Y'all flowing. You about to go chill with him for the weekend. You're not on your guard and shit. You know, your walls ain't up, nothing. This, you like him. You gonna go chill with that man. Like, you're not about to just be fucking lifting back and forth and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. Come on, bro. For real, y'all talking to me. Like, stop playing. Y'all can't see me, but y'all feel like, come on, bro.
You felt that?
I'll play with you.
You felt that?
They know. They know.
That's right.
Friday to Sunday. You know how to do that.
Felt that shit.
And then you go to work that Monday, you feel good. You know what I'm saying? Because you was around some good energy. That's what this shit about, too. Good energy. You know what I'm saying? That's what this shit about. Good energy, you know? Like, good energy is just gonna be that.
I'll be quick. I was telling you, but don't come up with that. No, I'm saying, you said good energy.
Oh, yeah.
Keep that shit over there. Don't come up with that.
So, what's the time frame of getting married? So, like, what's the time frame?
Is it a time frame?
No, I'm just asking.
Why is it a minimum?
Right.
So, because some, like you said, you're not going to marry somebody in 6 months, but some people do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they feel like they, and they still thriving. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you need to be with somebody before you?
I feel like if I really know this person is the one.
A year?
Yeah, I feel like at least a year. I was going to say two. Just to, cause I ain't gonna lie, I'm big on that, you know what I mean? Like that first 6 months, that second 6 months. It's like a, I don't know, y'all, I'm big in the sports. It's like a motherfucking NFL game, whatever. It's four quarters to this, you know what I'm saying? So at the minimum, two. But if you know what I mean, I'm good and we straight and we could do this thing, like, yeah.
I agree. I feel like two is a good number. Like, I feel like.
2 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like one is cool, but it's still early. Like
people, it's still early.
People aren't willing to really, like, be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. in that time frame. But people, as they get comfortable, you kind of really see who they are.
You gotta see.
Like, your people are still guarded in that first year because it's still like, oh, yeah. I want to be on my best behavior. But then once you get past that point, everybody's comfortable, and this is normal, right?
Because with their flaws. Because everybody has flaws.
You need to be able to deal with them when they fart. People, they don't love you until they fart around you.
This is true.
Guess I hate that bitch.
You don't know. You might not like it. That's real.
But you might not be comfortable.
Like, you talking about pussy fart?
No.
What?
Alicia, stop it on me.
What is that the first kind of fart you think of?
I was confused.
You know, I'm talking about like
flatulence.
Like, it'd be so silent.
What I'm saying is,
killer.
Even if it's a silent killer, right? Baby, you a woman. Baby, y'all have complete control over y'all body. Like, y'all a whole that motherfucker the whole day.
Shut up.
This motherfucker, go back up there.
Okay, you tight that bitch.
You be like, not this time. Add to hype. More strong motherfucker. Hype. You don't like a nigga until you really fart around him or you take shit around him. Like, shut up. And marriage shit.
So why set, like, what if you really, really like, we were just talking about, what if you really, really, really like this person? I'm talking about day is mm-hmm. yo every, like, and then y'all haven't had sex, and then y'all have sex, and then she's trash. Whack or he's whack. Like, why is it such leaping. A
I'm already 5,000.
But what if it,
like, what, why?
I'm gone, Pacone, okay? I don't like...
Are you going
to
be sad?
Like, but why? Because, okay, look.
How long was it for?
Because I don't like baseball. So, one strike, you gone. Like, I can't believe you. I can't believe I wasted all my time and you gave me this whack box.
Okay, no. But look. Think about it. Think about it from our perspective, too, though.
Sometimes the first time ain't good.
The first time...
I ain't gonna lie. You know, my first time to my ass was trash. I don't like, and I disappeared on his ass for a whole year.
Yeah.
Think about it from our perspective.
That's why.
In many cases,
what are you gonna say?
We as women, it may not be up to par, but we have to coach you and guide you and teach you what it is that we personally like, because all women are not the same.
Everybody's different.
It could be terrible initially. But that don't mean we. But that doesn't mean that we're gonna X you out. We might be like, I don't know, bitch. I don't even feel like
maybe not. I feel like two, dog. Like, granted, I'm being like, funny. No. The first time, bro, I'll give it to you. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, your water park wasn't all the way on. But that second time. That second time, yeah, dog.
That's redemption.
You okay, so better, also,
you better have your motherfucking you water pump on go because crazy. I'm not playing.
But
bro.
Think about
you
this.
Go crazy.
Come on, bro.
Women are not like men. It's not instant. It's not like, oh, she fine. Oh, I like her. Okay, that's it. It takes a little more effort.
But don't women see like in the first couple of seconds if she
usually we do.
But yeah, the first
it could have been a bad day. And mentally, because it's mental, is it not mental?
It is.
It's mental. Mentally, it could have been a bad day, so I'm blocked, right? So ain't none of this. Ain't none of this shit working. Ain't none of this shit working.
You shouldn't have had sex with me then.
The fuck? That's what's wrong.
I'm not gonna say that.
I shouldn't have took it.
Really?
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that.
I had to go to the doctor.
But no, like, I feel like you can. I don't feel like you can write somebody off for sex. I feel like that can be taught.
I think so too, though.
Nah, I like.
I think so.
I'm like, damn, it be like that.
Would y'all like to join us back on Planet Earth?
My tongue all the way out, man.
So, we just saying, though, like, how you just gonna leave a girl like that?
But I feel like it can be taught. Sex can be taught.
Listen, all right, look. Granted, if she wanted to learn, all right, look. If she wanted to
give us directions.
All right, look. If she, all right, if, all right, let's say, like you said, right, everything fire, son, like, you know what I mean? I'm talking about, because I'm a family-oriented person, so I'm really into all that, so yeah. I need to see, like, what your dynamic is or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you, you know, talk, if we talk, communicate good, all these different things, right? So let's just say, boom, the first time, right, it's not up to par, right? And it's, like, the second time, I'm just like, oh, dang, okay, like, this might.
I might
can
work
this,
with
no, 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 no. I might be, well, maybe, see, if it got to progress, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be at, like, a D, and then you at, like, another D, you know what I'm saying? You can't go from, like, a 67 to a 68 and be, like,
hey, but what if you go, okay, I get that, but what if right, you go
right, so
from
if she go from a 69 to 86, I'm going right. to be, like, I'm going to be, like, all right.
Yeah,
see, maybe I can work with that because, right, and like she said, I'm not going to be, because I'm lying, I'm being funny, y'all, like, I'm not quick to, you know what I mean, I'll be like, okay, if you're willing to learn, right, mm-hmm. I'll show you how I like to be, you know what I'm saying, kissed on, rubbed on, right. whatever, you know what
you
I'm
can
saying,
teach that. Yeah.
You can, yeah. and it's like, well, you could let me know what gets you mm-hmm. at your, you know what I mean, at your premium, you know what I'm saying, where I got prime cat ready to go.
Right.
You feel me? So okay. if she's willing to learn, yeah, but that guarded, that off guard, that like, that, oh, I'm just a shit, whatever. It must be you. It's like, no.
So I got another question. So being with that point, okay, another question. We was talking about this one day, we was playing cards. What if, okay, you meet that woman or whatever, and y'all about to get it in, and like, it smell bad, or the nigga, and like, it smell like garbage juice.
Garbage juice.
Why you had to say garbage juice?
God damn! Because
it's a difference, right? Between you gonna
no, get, no lie. Like if a nigga got smell like he got the I've been playing basketball outside for 7 hours. Right. Balls, you know
so,
what I'm saying?
I mean, so you gonna hit a nigga or a girl that's musty a little bit? Maybe I mean that's what no. I heard. The niggas will or the bitches will.
No,
but you ain't gonna hit the girl who smell like straight like oh bitch you passed out and she killed you. So, like, how do you feel? Like, would you tell the woman, like,
if
listen,
she a
baby,
little, like,
I ain't nothing.
I'm gonna
text
nothing?
My cousin and I won one. Call me.
I gotta go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you in
I'm
it.
I'm not gonna
like,
lie.
You
I can't do no. Let me tell y'all
like,
something. If
what,
I know,
what you gonna do? Just
watch
stop.
No, no, no.
Hell
because,
yeah, my
yeah, son.
I got
stop.
Family emergency. I gotta go.
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna stop.
No,
I'm stop. And
no,
I will say,
herself. She smelled that shit.
Some women
facts.
Don't know.
A lot of people
don't
smell themselves before the other person.
You should.
Because
yeah.
it's like,
really
but should. No, I'm gonna tell y'all this from a man's perspective, right? Like, if I know, nah. or if I'm hoping to be like, if I'm thinking or I'm hoping, or I'm like, okay, maybe I might be about to get in with this person, right? Dog, are you not gonna make sure? Not just, oh, I showered in the morning, so I mean, no, the day at 8 o'clock.
Real quick.
I'm gonna make sure I showered 6:30,
like,
you know what I'm saying? Boom.
Type
like,
shit situation. Like, you, it's sparing a moment. You don't know that you about to.
True.
You always supposed to stay fresh.
You are, but I'm saying sometimes.
Yeah, right. You might have just got. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, me. I see, I'm grown, bro. I tell you, like straight up, like, bro, let me take a shower first or something like that.
See,
like, I want to feel better. Spray, like, let me shower
around.
First. I'm not that pressed.
First of all, that spray is not good for your pH.
I'm not.
It has the adverse effects.
Like,
it makes it worse.
I wouldn't know this.
What
makes
worse?
Well, now you do. It makes it worse.
What he said?
He said, "Don't y'all got that spray y'all carry around?"
I got that vagina spray.
Yeah.
It throws off your pH. You're not supposed to use that.
Where do you spray it?
What you mean? In the area? Nigga, I don't know. I just seen it.
I wasn't asking you.
He said in the area.
Nigga, I don't know.
Area
for the
what?
What are you talking about? Area, nigga. Vagina?
Fucking 3-0.
I don't know the area.
No, I don't know.
The area.
Honestly,
about
no.
The vagina
I'm not even pressing this man. He's never talking. No, but honestly, y'all, I'm grown and I'm not rude, so I would be like,
you rude.
I think we should freshen up.
I think you should freshen up.
I don't think anybody listening to this podcast, y'all leave y'all.
If anybody
leave
ever
y'all
says
comments,
that to you, bitch, your feelings are going to be hurt.
But what am I supposed to do? No, bro.
I'm super sensitive.
You know what I mean? Do my thing. Like, I like to kiss around the body and shit like that.
So
the back of your fucking thigh.
Eat the box.
And be, yeah, I mean, come on, man. I'm a grown man. Like, if you're a grown man, like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? Like, What are you doing? You niggas need to stop being cute with this stupid ass shit. Why you niggas got beards?
You made it seem like you couldn't say it.
But no, but it's not even that. It don't even.
Oh, me?
He said sensual. He said sensual. Sensual don't always mean.
I'm really like on my Keith Sweat shit, bro. Like I'm about, like, bro. I'm trying to get the girl. I'm trying to fuck. Like, no, bro. I'm trying to kiss your spot. I'm trying to make sure I get to that neck. All that shit. So like, I don't want you to smell bad. I want you to smell like a fucking woman. Don't you want me to smell? Don't the girl, the woman, want the man to smell fucking nice?
Yes.
Y'all trying to be nice about this shit, bro. I'm not about to be nice about this. I know
no
how to use
ass
my
nigga
words.
With no musty ass balls.
And so my words
don't
hurt you.
Want that.
Watch this. At least you got the motherfucking solid. At least you got the.
Yeah.
At least you know
I'm
not. No, but watch this though. I'm not about to put it on social media. I'm not about to do that. I'm gonna really just go home about my business. But I'm not about to sit and eat no fucking whack box. I'm not about to kiss on no fucking salty ass neck or none of that shit.
Salty,
I'm gonna see you on God. I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna be like, no, I'm not about to eat no whack box, bro.
Now you got two bodies to worry about. Your body older than hers.
That's hell mad work, yeah.
Bro. That's mad. You an adult. You
that's
can't
mad
that shit
work.
For
are you serious?
What you mean? Females gotta keep that shit up to
I'm right. Not working. First of all, I'm not thinking about her body because she should be thinking about her body.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So if she got to her body and she tried to give it to me and she knew it wasn't up to par, I'm gonna be even more mad.
And so now you gotta. Worry about this bitch. You got to make.
I'm not worried about that because I'm outie. Because you down bad for trying to give me something that's wrong. I'm not gonna do that, son. On God, yeah, I will make sure I'm motherfucking trim or whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I like to be like I said, I'm sensual. That don't mean I just like to do shit to you. That mean I'm gonna do it so good to you, or you gonna do it to me. So I ain't gonna just I'm gonna put this like big hairy motherfucker. No, bro.
Talk your shit.
Y'all
playing
with me? Stop playing.
Talk your shit.
Stop fucking playing.
Talk
like what are y'all talking about? Like I ain't got red wine in this glass.
Stop fucking playing. Like I ain't got water in this water bottle.
Stop
fucking
girl.
Between these goddamn. All right.
Say it again. Say it again, nigga. I'm girl.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on right now.
Girl,
this shit keep going left, bro.
I told you it's gonna be spicy tonight.
I see.
So, God, what is the moral of the story?
I may need some water.
Fuck dating.
Y'all, that's the moral of the story. No, it's not.
Fuck these bitches.
You sleep. These are my first time having these. These are fire. I am not sharing one of them motherfuckers.
I'll
share with you. I'm sorry. Here you go. Came outside the day. Water.
What is the moral?
The moral of the story is, if you got that water, then you gonna get married. Yeah. And if you don't, then you ain't. No, that's wrong as fuck. I'm joking, y'all. I'm joking like a motherfucker.
All right, so the moral of this story is, I just feel like with dating, especially in our generation, people need to be more receptive to understanding who they're with. Also, you need to know how to communicate. You need to know how to do the work and be consistent. It's so many men and women that are not consistent, and then you leave that gray area, and then it makes it weird. Like, it don't have to be weird.
It don't have to be weird.
It don't have to be weird. Because it can be all so simple. What did Lauryn Hill say?
It can be
so simple, Haga. It can be all so simple. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll play the song later. Next time, baby.
Quiet. Right.
But at the end of the day, it really could be all so simple. I feel like if people just kept it real, if they were honest. Mm-hmm. And then, too, if you know that you don't want this, and somebody else, you know that they want it, say that. So that you won't be leading people on. There's so many people that lead people on.
Okay, so not to derail the closing argument.
Let's derail. What happened?
So if you tell somebody that this is not what you want and they refuse to accept that, what do you do?
Nah, you do what I did and you curse them the fuck out. That's what you do. You tell them, listen, I told you.
Choke on Starburst.
Like, I told you I ain't want this. And you just refuse to accept. You gonna get the fuck out of my face. Because I'm not for this, okay? I need my real wife to find me. And she can't find me because you trying to block my energy with all this stupid shit. Get the fuck back.
On some real shit.
That what you say.
On some real shit, I feel like you be honest with that person like he said. You ain't gotta cuss him out like he did.
I'm from New Orleans, bro. Fuck.
He went the fuck in.
You ain't gotta cuss him out, but I do feel like you listen.
Yo, just talk to her, bro.
Not even that, though. You talk one time.
They don't know. Sometimes, what if they don't listen, bro?
Listen, one time only. And if they don't get it, that's their fucking fault. It's called block. It's called motherfucking delete. And it's called, even if you don't do that, You are in control of yourself. You are in control of your peace of mind, because the peace of mind is everything. You're in control of your thoughts. You control every fucking thing about you. So if you want to entertain that shit, then obviously you want to entertain that shit. If you don't want to entertain that shit and you done with that shit,
you're not.
All right, somebody. All right. Drink a red wine.
I sip to that, baby.
Drink a red wine. So that's all I'm saying. People just need to be real about that shit. Like, it is what it is. I got a whole dog, and he real about his shit. Like, the nigga humps on one toy and one toy only. He's loyal to that fucking bitch. Like,
that's a fact. That's, be loyal. Yeah,
like, he loyal as shit. He fucking little fucking dog. A Tikka Yorkie. Yes. Yes, he loyal to that bitch. And mind you, he got like 10 of them.
He only humped that one toy.
And he got 10 of them. He got 10 of them.
And he like, he got a bunch of them. So it's like, have your, you know what I'm saying?
He could have his cake and eat it too, but do he? No. It's so many men and women out here that look good and all that, whatever. But if you got something good at home, why risk that shit? I get it. It's hard, especially for y'all men. But I'm just saying, like, it's real easy to just be on a straight and narrow. If you rocking with somebody, rock with them. You ain't gotta do all that. You don't gotta be in this person lane and that person lane. Stay in this lane.
You talking to a white man, because black men don't cheat.
Like, say it again.
The lies you tell. Here we go.
We've been doing good. We've been vibing high. We ain't throwing nobody under the bus. We ain't throwing nobody under the bus.
Okay, so don't say black men don't cheat.
Black people are great, and black women are really, really great.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Black men still don't anybody care. Have black any? Anybody have any closing words other than that?
I just want to say, while it's on my heart, you know what I'm saying. Yo, I feel like people could get back to the romanticism just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, you know, people. I understand, y'all. A lot of people are fucked up. You know, people are guarded. They got their walls up, da-da-da. But it's like, yo, like, it's nothing wrong with a nice little, you know what I'm saying, good morning message. Or it's like, I was genuinely thinking about you. Or I saw this flower and it reminded me of you or something like that. Like, niggas don't, you know what I'm saying, be wanting to be on this smooth shit. Everything is not about, like, let me just get you this liquor and get you fucked
they
up.
They don't like to be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying?
It's like.
Right, and it's okay to be vulnerable, but if you're gonna do it, like, if you're gonna do it, be real about it. That's all.
Don't be faking vulnerability. Don't be. Niggas do that.
They do that. They fucking do that.
Niggas do that.
Y'all should have seen the face you made just now. Y'all niggas do that.
They damn sure do that.
Yeah, I need fake.
Nah, for real, cause this shit, you crazy. Was doing it for a long time.
Whoa! I'm not throwing nobody under the bus, dog. Y'all, come on, man.
Why she have to come to me, though?
And I.
Why she have to come to me, though?
No, because we talking about the past. Your past.
Like, the past. Your past. You.
But I love you, though.
Where your wife are at?
But I love you, though.
Listen,
but the moral of the story is, don't give up.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Father.
Don't give up on the romance. Don't give up on the courting. Don't give up on getting to know somebody. Long walks in the park. Don't give up on it.
It's out there. Have faith.
What I am a firm believer that whatever is for you is for you.
Yes.
And if it didn't work, it wasn't for you.
But also believe in it, though. Believe
you have to believe it.
Believe that what is for you.
If you don't believe it,
so don't worry about maybe if some shit fell off. Maybe
just go with the flow.
You go with the flow.
Woo!
Exactly.
Somebody might be talking to you.
Go with the flow. Whatever is for you is coming to you, as long as you believe that you deserve it.
You never know what somebody going through, like, for real. So sometimes it's for real. It's therapy for people. Speak
up. Amen, Jesus. Mm. All right, guys. Oh, look at that.
I love y'all too.
They're gonna cry.
Ain't nobody crying. We about to get the fuck up out of here.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all again for all your support. We appreciate you guys. We love y'all. We got some dope ass merch coming.
Yay!
We got some mirrors, some pins, some shirts, some sweatshirts. What else we got? We got a couple of things coming. We got some bags. For Break the Narrative, so look out for that. Y'all make sure y'all go check out our website. We got some beautiful pictures.
BreaktheNarrative.com.
Matter of fact, let me pull it up right now. Look at this. All right.
We out. Love y'all.
Peace.
Bye.